Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
And on SG Extra today, we have Tech Talk with Cheryl Tan for one last time as Tech360TV.tv presenter, gadget reviewer, and producer. Hello, Cheryl.
Hey,
Tim. One last time for old time's sake, right?
Yep.
Before she joins the dark side. That's what we say. Anyway, we've got a lot of things to get through this afternoon. Cheryl, let's begin with Apple, which rolled out the new iOS 15.4, which is the latest version of the OS. What are some of the new things that we should be looking out for?
Well, I would say that the biggest part of this update is actually the ability to unlock your phone with Face ID even while you're masked. So Apple did actually provide a solution before in the form of using a paired Apple Watch to unlock the iPhone, but it did mean that iPhone users needed to own or purchase one. Well, with the new update now, iPhone 12 and newer models will just be able to scan the area around your eyes and unlock the phone.
Wow, with a mask on.
Yep, exactly. So, I mean, it's not quite as secure as a full facial scan, but it's definitely a very welcome feature.
Yeah, definitely. There are other improvements as well, right? Other than the mask support for Face ID, what are some of the, well, standouts for you anyway, if there is any?
Well, I personally would say that it's a bunch of new emojis. There's also a new voice for Siri that's supposed to be more gender neutral.
What does that mean? A voice that's more gender neutral?
Siri is a female voice, right?
Yes.
I mean, sounds like a female to me.
So anyway, what we might get is a voice that robotic that doesn't sound either way.
A voice that might be a bit more androgynous.
So I guess if you want it to sound like female, it would sound like female to you, or male if you want a male voice.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that improvement to see what it sounds like.
Yeah. Personally, for voice assistants, I prefer a female voice because a male voice might sound scary to me in the middle of the night when I'm asking for the time.
You know what? For me, it's the other way around. It's a female voice that could sound a little scary. Yeah, well, maybe it's just voiced by someone who identifies as non-binary.
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. Well, in the middle of a lot of actually quite serious challenges, chip shortage, supply chain issues, I imagine that the COVID situation in Shenzhen is creating even more headaches for all these suppliers who are waiting for all these, chips.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, if you think that chip shortages are bad now, they might be getting way worse in the future. Like you mentioned, in Shenzhen, right? So it's a citywide lockdown with a lot of factories only being able to reopen this Sunday. So even though it's just a week, I mean, there are roll-on effects. Mm. Ports are being shut down. So timelines and deliveries could be set back by months.
Wow.
And I believe in other parts of the world, I think in December, Malaysia had its floods and they also have some chip manufacturers there. And I believe that production there was also affected. So what would you recommend to people who are actually looking to get, I think maybe I went to June, maybe I want to get my laptop or my new phone by now?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is prices are only going to go higher and higher, right? As, COVID still doesn't seem to really be ending anytime soon. And, these problems are just going to continue happening. I mean, like even other cities in China are affecting companies like Toyota and Volkswagen. And, they have so many cars that are unable to be shipped out because they're missing chips.
So I guess everyone will just have to be patient. That's the reality of life these days.
Yeah.
There will be supply chain disruptions.
Yeah. Or if you think you really, really need something, then perhaps, not to wait too long.
Yeah.
Just putting it mildly.
Okay. Now, Cheryl, we were talking about this earlier, or actually we're talking about it throughout the show this Thursday. So help us out. We're talking about Netflix password sharing. Some of us are under the impression that it is okay. It is legal to share passwords.
No, it's not under the impression. I read the T's and C's. We are allowed to.
So clarify this for us. Why is Netflix clarifying this for us now?
Okay, we should let Cheryl speak now.
I believe that in the Netflix terms and conditions, they actually say that you're not allowed to share your account.
No, since when?
Not in your household.
In your household. I believe that it is in there.
I see. So if you are sharing it within the same household, it's okay.
Yes.
Okay, now that makes, well, it's still quite gray when you think about it, because, hey, you can be sharing the same household but not the same address.
That might be an updated, it might be an updated TNC, because I swear, I did read up on it before I shared with a couple of people I considered to be close enough and good enough to me to be considered as part of my household.
Okay, and then backtrack on this a bit, because back in the early days, you were one Netflix account you were allowed to share with up to four people, I believe, for a certain price point. So what are they doing now to improve, to clarify all of this?
Yeah, so basically now, you know, Netflix is trying to clamp down on these sort of account sharings, and they actually have a test that is going to start in Chile, Costa Rica, and Peru, and users in those countries will actually be given the ability to add up to two sub-accounts that are not in your household for a monthly fee. So that's, you know, slightly more interesting. I guess it's kind of like a, if you can't beat them, join them mentality.
So this will be specifically for people who are not in the same household. So you can pay for more and give your friend the same password or a different password or whatever.
So they can basically join your account. Yeah, so they don't have to pay the full monthly fee. It's just like a, I don't know, I think it's supposed to be like around $3 in Costa Rica.
$3 US though, right?
Yeah, that's
so
right.
That means
yeah,
if we were to convert it to the Singapore dollar, we're looking at about $5 more.
Yeah.
So I'm actually a little annoyed, because wasn't it just a couple of months ago they've raised the prices, right, for monthly subscription? Mm-hmm. And when I looked at the selections, not much has improved. It's still kind of, you know, for me anyway.
And that's probably why the stock market price of Netflix has been down since, I don't know, November or
December.
Yeah,
so this could be the last straw for me.
Well, this might be interesting to many of our viewers, as we talked about just a couple of minutes ago. Servant of the People, that's the title of the show, right? That President Vladimir Zelensky's comedy is now on Netflix, apparently in Netflix in Singapore as well.
Yeah, so I believe that they actually stopped running the show in the US a few years ago, I believe, but they're bringing it back now because, obviously, increased interest in the wake of recent events. But yeah, so the show is also available on Netflix Singapore. So if you're looking for something new to watch this weekend, well, there you go.
I guess it gives people a better understanding of the man as well, of the president, and you know, what his motivations are.
And it's not slapstick comedy exactly. It's political comedy.
Yeah.
Right? So it still touches on serious issues, but with a light touch, perhaps.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. One last thing that just came across, Cheryl. AirAsia Ride is adding a service called Ladies Only in Malaysia. This sounds very obvious, I mean, what it is about, but do you know anything else about this one?
Yeah, so it's actually a new ride-hailing service from AirAsia, and only female drivers and female passengers are allowed. Unfortunately, I mean, obviously, great for safety and, you know, all that, but unfortunately, prices will be slightly more expensive due to limited drivers.
But have we actually seen enough incidents in Malaysia to warrant such a service?
I'm not 100% sure on that. I mean, look, we've seen this in Japan, right, with female-only compartments on the train and such. And I mean, obviously, there is a reason why these sort of concessions are being made. I'm sure that the governments have looked at it and, you know, seen that these things do happen. And of course, it really mostly just benefit, in my opinion.
Yeah, I suppose with or without incidents, some women might just feel more comfortable if their children were ferried by, you know, girls, right? Women.
Yeah.
So an interesting space to watch. Cheryl, thank you very much for joining us, and all the best for your next career move.
Thank
Cheryl
you.
Tan from Tech360.tv joining us here
Thank you. Thanks, SG Extra.
Thank you, Cheryl.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.